Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today we're doing a 2023 NFL Draft Prospect Special. Talk about the Heisman winner, Bryce Young, quarterback out of, you guessed it, Roll Tide, Alabama, Crimson Tide University. Hey, I can't do this by myself, though. I have to bring on the man who tells it like it is, a straight shooter, 100% of the time, 365, 24/7, out of Key West, Florida, the hottest rapper in the game, apparently, too. Check out his Twitter. Over 100,000 likes and views on that one. Our guy, Daniel Kelly. DK, we call him on the show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Mr. Landers, how are you doing today? Just so you know, fans, I don't have a rap prepared for Bryce Young yet, but I might soon. I just have to start like putting it together here.
I will say, Daniel, I'm expecting the beginning of the NFL season, a full mixtape to drop. So I'm
absolutely.
I know I'm waiting for it. The fans are. So we've got that on the wait list.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, I don't know if you guys saw it, but we were talking offline for a minute that Javon Kinlaw went off last night on the 49ers. And somebody put me on a tweet. They said, well, what Javon needs to do is he needs to sit back and listen to a few of Daniel Kelly's tracks and calm down a bit.
There you go.
It's getting out there. But no, I won't rap today. We'll just talk scouting if that's okay.
Hey, all good with me, man. All good with me. Also, be sure to go check out Mr. Kelly's amazing book, Whatever It Takes, available anywhere you purchase books, and amazing stories of trials, tribulations, and overcoming adversity. Amazing book. Check it out anywhere you look on Amazon, and it is a great read. We promote it every week on the show, and we mean it 100%. And be sure, if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. And, of course, our top-tier podcast available every single day. Over 900 episodes and counting on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can download it right now. So, Mr. DK, Daniel Kelly, please give the world, they've been waiting for it, clamoring for your expertise, your breakdown of the 2021 Heisman winner, Bryce Young, quarterback out of Alabama. Take it away, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Logan Landers. And yes, I have a surprise when it comes to Bryce Young today, quarterback, Alabama. Of course, before we begin, we put the ball on the tee. I'm probably the only draft analyst on any major platform in America that breaks down the game tape and is held accountable to the game tape. I don't just shoot from the hip, but I do not sing with the choir. In 2021, now, I'm not a huge fan, just to begin with, of projecting 2023 draft talent, you know, from 2021 film, but that's all we have to work with. So I went back, I looked at Bryce Young and against Florida, Ole Miss, in Cincinnati last season. Now, this is a quarterback you see on your screen right there coming from Alabama, 6 foot even, 194, you know, a high level of competition he played against. So that, you know, we're not talking about Trey Lance and we're not talking FCS, you know, football here. He played against a high level of competition. And he put up numbers last season. He was 366 out of 547 attempts, 6.9% completion percentage, 4,872 yards, 8.9 yard average, 47 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. It sounds really impressive, but I'm just not feeling it when it comes to Bryce Young. I mean, the numbers are there, and he's following a long line of very successful NFL starting quarterbacks. Of course, what do I mean? I'm referring to Jalen Hurts with the Philadelphia Eagles, Tua Tagovailoa down with the Miami Dolphins, and of course, Mac Jones comes out of Alabama, now playing for the New England Patriots. But I'm just not seeing a high NFL projection when that I studied Bryce Young on film, and frankly, it was very disappointing for me. Let's break him down if we can here, Mr. Landers. On the positive side of things, because there were positives, he navigates the pocket fairly well. He's got a very good play action fake. It is convincing. He has some mobility. He can buy some time. He's a tough guy. He can slide around the pocket, and he's best probably when throwing touch passes, or when receivers are wide open. He's best throwing inside slant routes in these three games. If you go watch them, this stuff is not hidden away in a vault somewhere in Fort Knox. This game film was available on YouTube if you want to go check out the Florida Ole Miss and Cincinnati games. He's somebody that, those are the positives. And I think he's competitive from the pocket. The negatives, I think when I look at Bryce Young, I see an athlete who's trying to be a quarterback. I mean, he's going to be a good college quarterback, but I don't think this is going to translate well to the National Football League. What do I mean? Well, he tends to be somebody who holds the ball too long in the pocket, which translated on the game tape to him taking too many sacks. To me, Mr. Landers, and to our listeners, he's somebody who just looks, frankly, uncomfortable in the pocket. He looks jittery standing back there. He lacks poise. I mean, he's inconsistent going through his progressions, looking around, looking for passes. He does have a tendency sometimes to lock in with the receiver, and he lacks arm strength. A number of his passes, if you watched that Florida game last year, a number of passes in that game were kind of floaters, and they were broken up on that game film, which I did not like. And he threw some air balls in all three games. I mean, he threw the ball down there. It's kind of like that. Who's that quarterback the city was seeing ghost a couple of years ago? You know, it's like I looked at it, it's like, okay, I mean, there's not a receiver within 5 yards of the ball. So those were some huge concerns. He just seemed kind of unpolished to me. He's somebody that the ball placement too is all over the road. When Mac Jones came out of Alabama and he was my QB2 in 2021 pre-draft, I loved Mac Jones' ball placement downfield. I mean, he put the ball right on the fingertips of the receivers. They could just keep running and run right through it. That is not Bryce Young. Bryce Young's ball placement's all over the road. He overthrew some deep passes. He underthrew a little bit. He threw behind receivers. The receivers were jumping. They were going down to the ground to get the ball. This is not good for Yakety Yak, the yards after the catch, YAC. It's not good from that standpoint. He's not what you want from a deep passer. He's not accurate whatsoever on the move. When they forced him and flushed him on the pocket, he became even less accurate. The Ole Miss in Alabama, I think really those two games set the prototype for any defensive coordinator who's going to play Bryce Young this year. Is because what they did, Mr. Landers, and to our listeners, is they got pressure in his face. They funneled pressure right up into that pocket, and they flushed him out. And it was just alarming to see how he melted down when they threw pressure in his face, and he had to move around and ad lib and stuff. That wasn't too good. He threw two interceptions in those scenarios. One against Ole Miss and once against Cincinnati in the game film in 2021. Those are the negatives. I think that when you look at Bryce Young, like I talked about, Mr. Landers, I think he's a classic, a good college quarterback who is – You know, he's really surrounded by talent there. He's a systematic quarterback, as we say in scouting rooms, who has just too many inconsistencies in his game to project highly to the next level. Again, the three things are going to kill this guy. If I'm sitting in a war room right now, this is how I'm talking to a GM. This is how I'm talking if the owner's in the room. The three things are going to kill Bryce Young from an evaluation standpoint is the lack, number one, the lack of arm strength. Okay, that's the first thing. Too many of those passes out there were just kind of floating. They took too long to get out there. DBs were breaking them up, stuff like that. Number two, holding the ball too long is going to be a real problem, especially with timing routes in the National Football League. Quarterbacks have to make a living on timing routes. There's so many instances. There's too many examples to count where the receiver was waiting for the pass. He had turned. He's waiting for the pass, and then Bryce threw it to him. You can't do that in the NFL. You're gonna be an ESPN highlight reel from a defensive back standpoint. I'll be doing pick six going that way. If you throw the ball after the break, you have to throw the ball before the break. I think Bryce Young is really going to struggle in that category. And really, number three, is the erratic ball downfield ball placement. It's going to be tough on him too. He's throwing the ball all over the place. He's not giving the receivers a chance to do yards after the catch. At this point, somebody who worked on staff with Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick, I know there's a lot of talk out there that C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, people are talking about them going 1-2 in the draft. C.J. Stroud, yes, a generational talent. I agree with that. We did him last week on the show. But with Bryce Young, I'm actually dropping him down pre-2022 NFL season. Of course, things can change during the offseason. And he did get better from the Florida game. He was better in the Ole Miss and in the Cincinnati game. But I'm still going to put a fifth to seventh round grade on him at this point coming out of Alabama. He's just not a guy that you want to put into the games. I think the NFL will really confuse the heck out of this guy, to say it nicely. He'll be running for his life, throwing interceptions. And on top of that, the mobility is not Michael Vick. Like, it's not, this guy's not going to beat you just on his feet alone. So he's not a Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson or a Malik Willis, who we saw come out of Liberty this year, who I love, who's my QB1 in the draft. I think there's enough there to make a backup career from Bryce Young, but this is not a guy you ever want to have under center starting for you in the National Football League at this point. He's going to be a real project. Maybe a team like a Baltimore Ravens, who of course, with the Nick Saban connection, maybe a team like Baltimore brings him in and puts him behind Lamar Jackson, where hopefully he doesn't ever have to play. I mean, this guy's a good guy. By no means, I'm not saying anything at all about Bryce Young's character or anything. I'm sure he'd be good from a team morale standpoint and all that. But maybe in that type of situation, or if a Kyler Murray were to stay in Arizona, of course, that's up in the air like a coin flip right now. But if he were to stay in Arizona, maybe the Cardinals bring a guy in like this. But, I was frankly really disappointed. I was expecting really big things going into this. I don't know these guys from the next. I mean, sure, I watch them like any fan during the season when the game's on. But evaluating these guys and watching them as a fan is three different things for me. So when I went back and I evaluated Bryce Young, I walked away as a former NFL scout being very disappointed. Your thoughts, Mr. Landers?
To me, this upcoming year is going to be a big year for Bryce Young. We mentioned his trophy case is growing. We, like you mentioned, won the Heisman last year, got the Maxwell Award, Davey O'Brien, Manning Award, College Football Player of the Year from a bunch of different outlets. So he's got a large trophy case already in just 1 year of play. Mm-hmm. He's coming into his junior season, and it's going to be a trying year for him. This is where we're really going to see what he's made of. Because you have two big reasons for me. One, the loss against Georgia. We all know that in the national championship game. Uh-huh. What could have happened? How can you deal with adversity? The biggest loss of your career. We all know they won the SEC championship, which is nice. But you lost the biggest game of your life. How can you come back and be even stronger? And two, he is going to be without five of his six top receivers of last year. The only one coming back is Cameron Latell. We know they lost Michi, they lost Williams, along with a bunch of other their top prospects. Bolden's gone. So how can he deal with the vast majority of his guys he threw to last year, getting a new crop of guys in? How can he bond with them? How can he make them great? It remains to be seen. But talking about Bryce Young, you mentioned that he isn't the dynamic speedster
that you might have nowadays, which is kind of taking over the NFL, and that elite dual threat, like you said, with Lamar Jackson, the Michael Vicks of the past era. But he's not afraid to get it done with his legs. He doesn't have the greatest stats, but he's not afraid to run when he needs to. He definitely is more of a traditional passer. Mm-hmm. And from what we've seen, like you said, the first, which is surprising to me, the first Heisman winner quarterback at Alabama, which really blew me away. I could have swore there had been a few.
That's surprising. I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so, I mean, the first one ever, and in just one season, like you said, great stats, like you mentioned, almost 50 career touchdowns already, only a handful of interceptions. And you mentioned that I feel that if he can grow with his throw on the run, that's a big factor too. If he's in the pocket, I feel that he can kind of pick guys apart. He's getting there. But on the run, that is crucial, because in the NFL, like you mentioned, you've got huge D linemen coming down your throat each and every week. So he's got to improve there, but I feel as if you can keep him in the pocket like a Peyton Manning-esque, like a Tom Brady-esque, then he can really do some damage there. He can get it done. He's got a pretty good arm as well. I feel like obviously he's going to get even stronger in the offseason. We'll see how he improves, how much he's been lifting in the gym. And he's got some pretty solid accuracy as well, just about 67% last year, which is pretty solid all around. He was about 70%, 74% in high school. So he's always been an accurate passer, doesn't get too bent out of shape. Like you mentioned, when the pressure's coming on him, he can fold just a little bit, but 9 times out of 10, he'll get it rolling. He'll find someone, or he'll just make the smart play sometimes and just throw it out of bounds, which a lot of guys still struggle with, is not knowing when to get rid of the ball when it's necessary. They just take the sack, and unfortunately, you know, they lose some yardage. But with Bryce Young, I like his decision-making, his leadership. Everyone in the locker room seems to rally behind him after just one season. So we'll see how Coach Saban can get things drawn up this upcoming 2022 season. But I like Bryce Young. He had a very good year last year, but I like to see how guys do in their second year. If they can repeat success, if they fall off a little bit, or if they get even better, because that is, like you mentioned, more footage to watch, more stats to look at and compile. And that's really where we can see how good this young man is. And he'll I would assume after this year to clear for the draft, he'll be eligible. So we'll see where he can end up. But like I said, 2022, he a great season, won the Heisman. He can't get much better than that. And we'll see how we can do this upcoming season. But overall, I like the young man, and I think that he has the potential. Like you mentioned, C.J. Stroud up there, already a top quarterback coming into the next year. If Bryce Young can repeat what he did last year, I think he'll definitely be moving up the draft boards for a lot of scouts. DK, your final thoughts on Bryce Young?
Absolutely. You just unpacked a lot there, Mr. Landers, and made just a plethora of really good observations when it comes to Bryce Young. I mean, I think that's the key. From an NFL scouting standpoint, you do want to see, to your point, the consistency. A lot of these guys are one-hit wonders, one-year wonders. They put up big stats 1 year. We've seen this, the big stat year from Zach Wilson that catapulted them, the big year from Kenny Pickett that catapulted him. I think you want to see a couple of years from an NFL franchise standpoint of consistency at that level. And there's no question that Bryce Young has all those type of awards and accolades, and they're very well deserved from last season. And I think you also make some great observations, Mr. Landers, from a standpoint that how does, and this is what we look at is from a scouting standpoint, you and I both as evaluators or any evaluator in the National Football League is how does a guy like Bryce Young come back from adversity? I think that's huge. And then how does he handle, because the NFL is an evolving, every team is kind of evolves all the time. And you never have the same roster twice in two seasons in a row. So seeing how Bryce Young, like you talked about, how he's able to come back and play with a whole new cast of characters and how that's going to affect him is going to be critical, because when players go into the NFL scouting combine, they're throwing the receivers or the Senior Bowl, they're throwing the receivers they may know, but they've never worked with. So this is going to be really interesting to see, like you talked about, how Bryce Young does this season and all those attributes you talked about, the leadership, the all the things, the locker room guy, everything else. And when I talk about Bryce Young being a back backup quarterback, probably an NFL career backup quarterback at this point. And the reason I talk about that is yes, this is a guy who can come off the bench for you for an NFL franchise as a backup, and he can spark something. Because the reason I talk about him in the context of being a backup, because he's best from the short level of the field right now. He can throw a lot of those short passes for you and get you out of a jam. The reason why I do not think he's starting material in the National Football League at this point is because of the struggles he showed at the intermediate and the deep levels of the field. You got to be able to do more than just dink and dunk in the National Football League. And even Kyle Shanahan's offense, who runs or passes the ball short 71% of the time, still has a vertical game plan that comes into effect at the intermediate level as well. So you have to be able to at least drive the ball into the intermediate levels of the field. And right now, I'm not seeing that from Bryce Young at the level he needs to perform at in the National Football League. So I'll be watching. I know you'll be watching, Mr. Landers. I know all our viewers will be watching because everybody in America likes to try to prove me wrong. So everybody will say, do you hear that, DK? He put a 5th to 7th round draft pick on Alabama quarterback Bryce Young. It'll probably blow up on Twitter today. But nonetheless, that's the grade I have on him right now. And it's Bryce Young's job. It's not my evaluation. It's what the football resume he's going to put on film this year. It's his job to correct that. I'll be watching, and I will go ahead and tweak the grade and change the grade if he proves me wrong headed into the next season. So that's my thoughts, Mr. Landers.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Bryce Young, all eyes are on you this upcoming season. Already with Alabama, the former Heisman winner coming into this season, you've got a lot of people looking at you, doubting you, rooting for you. How can you do this upcoming year? Can you prove people wrong? Can you have another breakout year, set more records for the school? It remains to be seen. We wish you the best of luck here at 100th Football from the entire team. But hey, if you have enjoyed this video, this episode of the podcast here today, ladies and gentlemen, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out our amazing clips on Instagram at 100th Football, our brand new LinkedIn page as well, another way to connect with us. And of course, our podcast available anywhere this podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, et cetera, you already know, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network for all their hard work for that. Over 1,000 plus videos on Facebook and YouTube, and over 900 plus episodes and counting on our podcast. So believe it there, go over there, download it, and be sure to turn on notifications so you do not miss a single episode. For my amazing guest today, former NFL draft scout for the New York Jets under Coach Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells, Mr. Daniel Kelly. Go follow him on Twitter for always a fun time at whatever it takes. I video today, Logan Lakers. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. See you
absolutely
soon.
Let's hope that Bryce Young doesn't block me like Trey Lance did.
Have a great day, everyone. See you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.